Welcome to another edition of our Breaking Down the Breach series. In this case study, we explore a company that didn't think it would be a prime target for a cyber attack until it was. This breach serves as a reminder that even with trusted platforms like Amazon Web Services, securing cloud environments requires vigilance and proactive measures. The incident involved a ransomware attack on their staging databases, causing significant disruption. While their production systems remained untouched, the potential exposure of sensitive user data was a major concern. This story highlights the importance of taking a proactive approach to cloud security before an attack happens. What happened? A company managing an application hosted on Amazon Web Services encountered a significant issue. Several of their staging databases were unexpectedly wiped. When developers accessed these testing environments, they found only a ransom note left behind in a file titled README. The note demanded Bitcoin in exchange for the return of their data. Even though the incident was limited to their staging environment and didn't affect their live production systems, it still contained sensitive data, which was present due to improper data sanitization and anonymization processes. Fortunately, once our team was notified, we uncovered no evidence of data exfiltration. The hackers just deleted the data, hoping someone would believe them and pay. Why it happened? This breach occurred due to a combination of security oversights and a misunderstanding of the shared responsibility model in cloud environments. After conducting a thorough security audit, our team identified several factors that contributed to the incident. Outdated access keys. Access keys that allowed entry into the staging environments had not been rotated regularly. This prolonged use of outdated credentials made it easier for attackers to exploit them and gain unauthorized access. Weak access controls. There were insufficient restrictions in place, allowing access to the staging environments from any location. Without implementing geo or IP-based filters, the staging environments were exposed to a wider attack surface, making them easier targets for opportunistic hackers. Misconceptions about cloud security. The organization relied too heavily on AWS's built-in security features, assuming that the platform's protections would be enough. However, AWS operates under a shared responsibility model, meaning that while they secure the infrastructure, the organization is responsible for securing its applications, data, and access controls. For instance, Amazon's customer agreement specifies, AWS is not responsible for any security incidents or data loss caused by the customer's improper use or misconfiguration of AWS services. The customer is responsible for managing security within their own environment, and any issues arising from mismanagement are not AWS's liability. How it could have been prevented? Regularly rotate access keys. Access keys should be rotated regularly, just like passwords, to reduce the risk of unauthorized access. In this breach, outdated access keys were a key vulnerability. Filter access with geo and IP restrictions. One critical security measure that was overlooked was the implementation of geo or IP-based access filtering. In this case, restricting access to known and trusted locations could have likely prevented unauthorized users from reaching the staging environments. Secure testing environments. Staging environments should be secured with the same diligence as production environments, especially when they contain sensitive data. These environments need to be regularly audited, and any new test servers should be approved and documented as part of a strict change management policy. Additionally, user data should be anonymized where possible to avoid exposure in case of a breach. As part of that process, employ strict change management policies. Automate secure deployments. Automating the deployment of security measures, such as access key rotations, enforcing MFA, and monitoring unused servers, would have ensured that the system consistently applied these safeguards. Key insights. Shared responsibility with big providers. Using well-established cloud providers like Amazon Web Services, AWS, or Microsoft doesn't absolve you from managing your own security. These platforms operate under a shared responsibility model, meaning they secure the infrastructure, but it's up to you to secure your data, applications, and access controls. In this case, critical measures like rotating access keys on a schedule and applying geo or IP-based access restrictions were overlooked, leaving the system vulnerable. To maintain a strong security posture, you must ensure all areas under your control are tightly secured. Create systems to close security gaps. A reactive approach to cybersecurity is risky. To prevent breaches, companies must implement robust systems that continuously address security gaps. In this case, rotating access keys on a regular schedule would have reduced the chance of unauthorized access. Setting up geo or IP-based filters could have restricted access to only trusted locations, further tightening security. Additionally, test or staging servers should always have anonymized user data and be regularly audited. Dormant servers, much like ghost user accounts, serve as potential entry points for attackers. Establishing automated systems to handle key rotations, access restrictions, and server maintenance can ensure these crucial steps aren't neglected, proactively protecting your organization from vulnerabilities. Understand your threat tolerance. Every company needs to evaluate its risk tolerance and understand the full scope of potential consequences. Had this attacker stolen the data, rather than just deleting it, the results could have been catastrophic. For example, if this software application had been used in the healthcare industry, a breach could have exposed patient records and violated HIPAA regulations. In financial industries, the theft of sensitive data could lead to massive financial fraud. Events like these can cripple companies or destroy their reputations. When assessing your cybersecurity measures, carefully consider all potential scenarios, no matter how unlikely they may seem, and use a risk-based approach to make the appropriate business decisions that mitigate those risks.